The Shir is sponsored by Rubens, in memory of Rabbi Dan Rubens. Mother Yehuda special Yichel Shmitzchus for Yehuda Nisham for her and Shmitzchus for the Mishpacha. The art was last week. Before we talk tonight's topic, we'll review what we did last week. And we spoke last week about when there's a dispute between the two litigants where the Din Torah should be. And last week we were talking about where one of them wants to move it out of town. And this week we're going to talk about where they both live in the town and the two but they didn't live in the town and they're arguing where they want to have it in town. So just to review what we did last week, and then we'll talk about the two issues this week. Last week we said that we had two cases. One case is where both of the Bali Din, both disputants lived in the same town. If one of them wants to take the Din Torah out of town, so we say it like this. If it's the Malva who wants to take it out of town and he wants to go to a better Bez Din, a Malkum Vad, so he has the right to demand that. If the Lova wants to do it, we said the Lova doesn't have the right to demand it because of Eved Lova Ish Malva. The Lova is considered an Eved to the Malva, so he can't demand it. The Malva can say, I want to go out of town because I want to you'll be more intimidated out of town. You're a strong person in town. No one's going to rule against you. I want to go out of town. If there's a Malkum Vad, it's more likely that they'll come to the correct Psalms. It's more experience. And besides that, there's a mitzvah to use a better Beis Din. And because you're my Eved. We had these different reasons. The Lova, who wants to go, he could say, look, I also want to go to this better Beis Din. However, there, the Malva can say, you're stonewalling. I say, you owe me $5,000. You're going to end up costing me $5,000 by going to all your different Bati Dinim. I have a right to prevent you from doing that. So that was what we said in a regular case where it's a Malkum Vad. If it was the Bez Din HaGadol, we said, if it's like the best Bez Din in the world, so there, we said, according to Tosfos at least and the Ramah, even the Lova can say, look, I want to go, so this is the best Beis Din around. I have a right to demand that. It's only a Malkum Vad. The Lova doesn't have the right to demand, but if it's a Beis Din HaGadol, he does have that right. And that was what the Ramah paskin. We said it doesn't make a difference really, Lamaisa, whether you hold like the first sheet, the Shulchan Aruch, or the Ramah, whether it's a difference between a Malkum Vad or not, a difference between a Malkum Vad and a Beis Din HaGadol or not, because the Mordechai said the minhag nowadays is that if two people live in the same city, the Din Torah takes place in that city, because we're, number one, we're worried about cheaters and people who aren't so honest, and they might just be trying to delay matters or to get the better of the other person if by moving it out of town. And also, the Bati Dinim aren't so great. So there's no such clear-cut greatness in a Beis Din HaGadol nowadays to say that the person will be intimidated there. So the minhag, the Mordechai says, and the Ramah paskins is that if the both people live in town, the Din Torah takes place in town. So that was the first part of the shiur last week. The second part we said was, what happens if one person, they live in different towns? So then the Beis Din can't be in the town of both of them because they live in different places. So there we said the halacha is hatoveya goes to the nitva. We said the reason of the gaon, which is the pashut reason, that he has the toothache, he has the ache. The person who has the ache, he goes to the doctor. The nitva could say, look, I'm happy where I am. You have any problems, you come to my town. I don't have to go to your town. You might just be trying to see that I have a lot of money and try to get me to negotiate with you out of court and settle. You have to come to my town to make it in Torah. And that's the way the Gaon said it. Others want to say it's Atakama, but that's the way Pashtus, like the Gaon says, that is the reason why the Tovei has to go to the Nitva. But those are the two cases we had last week. How about this week's two cases? We'll talk about, I have Darkei Choshen and the Divrei Mishpat, but they both talk about different cases. One talks about a case, Divrei Mishpat talks about a case where there's two qualified Bati Dinim in the town. We'll say in Eretz Yisrael, there are two Chasidim from different Chasidus that were Chasid and Yeshivish and Lifish. Chasidim could be Yeshivish also. So the Babav and the Belzer Chasidim are having a dispute in Yerushalayim, and the Babav Chasid wants to go to the Babav Rebbe, and the Belzer Chassid says, I want to go to the Belzer Beis Din. They're both established Bati Dinim in Yerushalayim. Who has the upper hand in that case? And the second case that Dr. Yehoshin talks about, it's he said it happened in America somewhere. I don't know any cases. Whenever I say anything, it's just coincidental if you think it's a real case. But he said this happened that there was a dispute between two people somewhere in America. He doesn't say where. And one of the Toveya went to three kol, younger man in yeshiva that were learning Choshe Mishpat, and he said, look, I'm having this problem. Can you summon my Baal Din, my disputant, to a Din Torah? And the disputant said, look, we have Badi Dinim in town. We don't have to go to these three kol people over there. We'll want to go to the regular Bezin in town, and I don't want to listen to you. So who was right in that case? Those are the two cases we'll discuss tonight. We'll start with the Gemara. We'll start really with the Mishnah first. This Mishnah is very okay. We'll talk about it next week again. But the Mishnah in the third paragraph of Sanhedrin begins like this. Now we're going to learn the Mishnah the way the Gemara at first learns what the Mishnah means, the way according to Rashi. The Mishnah says, Dinei Mamanes B'Shalosha. Recall we had the first Mishnah in Sanhedrin said, Dinei Mamanes B'Shalosha. Now the Gemara wants to know, how do you have these Dinei Mamanes B'Shalosha? How do you arrive at a court of three judges? So the Mishnah says like this, Zebar lo echad v'zebar lo echad. Each of the litigants chooses one. One what? Rashi says, each of the litigants chooses one court of three. Right? The Tobeya says, you owe me $10,000, I have a court of three, I want to take you to. And the Lova says, I don't know your penny, I have my court of three that I want you to come to. And then between them they choose a third best in of three, and you end up with nine dayonim for this case. Right, that's the way the Gemara understands the Mishnah, and that's the way we're going to learn it tonight. Next week we'll learn the Mishnah a different way, and we'll talk about a different issue next week. That's the Rameyer, that's what Rameyer says. The two judges select the third judge. And that we'll see next week, the importance of that line. Okay, so that the Gemara understands the Mishnah the way Rashi understands the Tosfos, a different shot, but Rashi learns that this is what the Mishnah is saying. The Toveya says, I am my three judges. The Nitva, the litigants, the defendant says, I am my three judges. And together they choose another set of judges, and altogether they have nine judges. So Gemara asks, "My zeh bar lo echad, zeh bar lo echad." What do you mean that each of the litigants chooses a court of three, and then they choose a third court of three? So you have nine altogether. But shlosasagi, we know that for dinei mamonos, all you need is three judges. So why are you saying that you need nine judges? That each one chooses three, and then between they get a third group of three? We know that dinei mamonos are passed in by three judges. Why are there nine over here? So Gemara answers, "Hachi kamar." This is what the Mishnah means. Suppose the Toveya said, I want you to come to my Bezin of three. And the Lova, the Nitva, the defendant says, I don't like that court. I want you to come to my Bezin of three. I want you to come to my Bezin. How much the case we're talking about? So now the first one says, I don't want to go to your Bezin either. So they're each rejecting each other's Bezin. So in that case, Shneyan, Barin Lahin, Orechad, in that case, both of them have to find a mutually acceptable Bezdin, because they each disqualify the other one. Right, that's what the Gemara first answers. In other words, the Havamina was, what do you do? This one chooses three, this one chooses three, and together they choose a third three, and you have nine altogether. And the Gemara says, that's not pshat, certainly you don't need nine dayanim. What's happening here in the Mishnah things like this: if the Toveya had a bezin of three, the Nitva said, I don't like those three, you're a Belzer Chosin, that's a Belzer Bezin, I want to go to the Bava Bezin because I'm a Bava Chosin, or the two shuls in town, your shul has its Bezin and my shul has its Bezin, I want to go, you to come to my shul. He says, I don't want to go to yours either. So they had to find a mutually agreeable third Bezin that they both will go to. So back to Gemara, is it true that you're saying that the Malvas said, I have a Bezin over here, you're summoned to my Bezin? Does the Lova have the right to say, I don't want to come to your court? We learned last week, Rabbi Lazar said, only the Malva has the right to force the lover to go to his best and out of town, avologa. But if the lover says, I want to go, I want to have this din Torah done in the Makam Avad, in the central court, kofan osavadon behiro. We don't listen to him and we make him stay in his city, like we learned last week. So how can the Mishnah say that with this one disqualified his Dayanim, and the other one disqualified the other Bezdin? So they have to find a third Bezdin. Last week we learned that it's true that the Malva can say to the Lova, I don't want to have the Bezdin locally, I want to go out of town and have the Din Torah in the better Bezdin. But the Lova can't do that, because we said Eved Lova Lishmava, you can't cost the Toveya $100 to gain $100. So why over here are we saying that the Lova can disqualify the Malva's Bezdin? So Gemara gives one Teres, then Gemara gives a second Teres, Rav Papa Amar, this is one that's going to be Nogei LaHalacha. We could be talking, the first Gemara said we're talking about our Karshav Asuri that we talked about a few times this year already. So Gemara's second Teres is Rav Papa Amar, Afil Teimu Mumchin. You can even say we're talking about qualified Dayanim. Each of the Bati Dinim were qualified Bati Dinim. And what's happening over here? Kigon Beit Dina, Rav Huna, Rav Chisda. And we're talking about two solid courts, like Rav Huna's Bezdin and Rav Chisda's Bezdin. They were both Amoroyim who had kosher courts that they were members of, but they had different courts. And in that case, the Lova can say to the Malva, I want you to go to my choice. Why? Or I'm disqualifying yours. Because the Lova can say to the Malva, the defendant can say to the complainant, Mi katarachnulach. Last week I couldn't take you out of town because you're going to spend $100 to get your $100 back. That I can't do. But over here we're all in the same town. So what's the problem? Come to my Bezdin and you won't have any problem. Right? So the whole time last week was that I'm causing you problems. I'm making costs for you. You want, and maybe I'm stonewalling. Look, I'm willing to have the Din Torah in town. I just want to go to my Bezdin, not to your Bezdin. I'm willing to hear your Din Torah, but you have to do it in my Bezdin. And that's the way the Gemara concludes. Right, the Gemara then is going to shlug off this whole pshat in the Mishnah. We'll see that next week. But with this pshat this week, the Gemara, and which the Rishonim accept this as a viable pshat in its own right, right, because of the Diuk and the Mishnah, they shlug it up next week. But this is a viable halacha. Rav Papa's halacha is saying that even though the Lova can't force the Malva to go out of town to a Din Torah, even though it's a Makam Vad, and according to the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, even if it's the Bez Nagodol, the best Bezin in the world, the Lova can't force the Malva to go out of town, that's only because the Malva is saying, look, I don't want to spend $100 to make my claim of $100 from you, I want to stay in town. But if both Bati Dinim are in town, both people live in town, and the Lova is just saying, I don't want to go to your Bezin, I want you to come to my Bezin. So in that case, the Lova has a taina, and he say, look, I'm not causing you any trouble. I want you to come to the Bezdin of my choice and not to go to your Bezdin. Right? That is the conclusion of the Gemara. There's two very different ways of looking at this conclusion. The first way is the simpler way, which we don't paskin like, but we'll learn it because is the simpler way. The Mukhi Yosef says, what Bezdin does the Lova want to go to? Right? We said it's talking about like Rav Chisda and Rav Huna. Now we know Rav Huna was Rav Chisda's Rebbe, and Rav Huna was greater than Rav Chisda. Rav Huna is more chashev than Rav Chisda. Now, we just know they're in the same town. Tosa says they weren't even in the same town because Rav Chisda wouldn't pass in Shilas in the Makam of Rav Huna. But let's learn like Rashi, they're both, to make it simple, they're both in the same town. What Bezdin did the Malva want, and what Bezdin does the Lova want? So the Mukhi Yosef says that what's happening over here is that the Malva summoned the Lova to a Din Torah in Rav Chisda's court. The Lova says, no, I want to go to the bigger court. I want to go to Rav Huna. I want to go to a Bezdin HaGadol. The lashon of the Mukhi Yosef. Nektinun, Dechayichadiga Mumchin. We're talking with the both Mumchin. V'yesh v'yagudalim, Mayhem. But there's a better Bezdin than that Mumchin. Shaman bein the Mava bein the Lova. We listen to both the Lova and the Mava. Lozen b'fnei Bezdin HaGadol. We can force the other to go to the Bezdin HaGadol. Ku kimtot the Rav Papa, like Rav Papa just said. And hey, chash ain based in zegodol mizah v'irachas. If they're both equal, then shaman lamava. We listen to lamava. David lova yishmava because of the story we learned last week. So in other words, It comes out very clear according to the Nimuke Yosef. We learned last week that the Malva can force the Lova to go to the Besen Golov, to a better Besen, because that's his prerogative. It's nicer to go to a better Besen, and he's more intimidated. And the whole difference is why it's better to go to a better Besen, even though it's out of the town. The only reason the Lova can't force the Malva to go to that better Besen out of town is because the Malva can say, I don't want to spend $1,000 to collect $1,000. But if they're both in the same town, if both Batidinim are in the same town, so then the Lova has the right to tell the Malva, look, you chose a Besdin, it's qualified. Rav Chista is certainly a qualified, Dayan is certainly a qualified Besdin, but Rav Huna's Besdin is greater, and we're in the same town here. So first of all, there's a mitzvah to go to a better Besdin. The only reason he said last week I couldn't take you out of town was because I'm costing you money, but over here, like the Gemara says, am I causing you any bother? You're in the same town. Let's go to the better Besdin. Right? That comes out very clear according to the Nimuke Yosef.
Right.
I'm saying, if I had a tanya that overrides that, it's always have a lovely shmav, except if I'm saying let's go to a better Besdin, so I have a reason. You know, it's a mitzvah I have on the bottom of the handout here. I spoke about it last week briefly. The Braisa said it's tzedek tirdof. It says tzedek tzedek halach achar bezin yofta. Go to the best bezin achar lozer lelod achar of yochemin zake lever chayil. But it's a mitzvah to go to the best bezin. So even though I'm an eved to you, but I'm saying let's go to the better bezin, and it's not costing you anything. So what's the problem? But if they're equal, so then I have no claim against you to force you to go to you to my bezin. I'll accept your bezin. It's in town. It's fair. If I think that they're no gay, or you know they hate me, and you know we'll have to go through all the different things we spoke about before we got here, you know, whether the dayanim are possible, assuming that the dayanim are not possible, so I have to go to that dindora, to that bezin. That's the way the Mukiyos understands it. Okay, so that's the first shita. That's the Nuki Yosef. It all sounds very good, but we don't paskin like him because there's a smag who says Peledik. But everyone, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like it. Everyone paskins like the smag, and the smag says, and that's not what happened in this case over here. It wasn't like the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef said, nice and neat, that the Malva had picked the worst Besdin, and the Lova said, I want to go to the better Besdin, and that's why he has a right to force the case that the Malva had picked Rav Chista, and the Lova said, no, I want to go to Rav Huna. It happens the opposite. The Malva said, I want to take to Rav Huna's Besdin, the best Besdin in town. And the Lova said, no, I want to go to Rav Chista's Besdin, which isn't as chashev as Rav Huna's. They're both qualified, but he didn't. But one is the Rebbe, one's the Talmud. I want to go to the best Besdin. So in that case, even in that case, we can listen to the Lova's Taina and have the case heard in the lesser Besdin. That's what the Smach says. He says it like this. This is to say, Tzadi Zion, Im Yeshnei Talmidei Chachamim Be'ir Zeh, if the two Talmidei Chachamim in the same city, meaning with the court also, some are Medayis and the Lashon, they don't even have to be established courts. They're just Talmidei Chachamim who have two other people they grab to make a Din Torah. And Echad Godol Mechaveiro, one is greater than the other. Yochol Echad Mibalei HaDin Lomar, one of the Balei Din can say, Lo Odin B'fnei Zeh, I don't want to have a din Torah in front of that one. I want to go to the other one. Afa pishu kata mimenu me achas shein bi'arachas. I want to go to the smaller one, and I can say that since they're in the same city. Ushka muchach bereish perek zoborer, and that's muchach in the Gemara we just learned. Gabi beizdin d'ravuna b'rachista d'amar lei, because the Lova can say, what's the problem? Nikam et harachna loch, am I causing you any problems? Neilach v'nidun b'fnei rav chista. Let's have our din Torah in front of Rav Chista, who was the smaller of the two. Ava b'she'en ogol l'krav Huna, even though he's not as great as Rav Huna. That's what the smach says. Everyone, the Torah brings him down. Now the Torah says he doesn't agree, because the Nuki Yosef, for the reasons of the Nuki Yosef, the Torah does disagree with the smach, but everyone else accepts it. Now, we have big problems with the smach. Why should it be true? He's saying, what the smach is saying, that if you have two people in the same town, there's two ways of understanding what he's saying. He's saying one of two things. A simple way to understand the smag would be to say, what he's saying is, the Malva said, I want you to come to Rav Huna's court, which is the bigger court, and the Lova can say, no, I want to go to Rav Chista's court, even though it's smaller. And he can force the Malva to go to the smaller court. That would be one way to understand what the Smag is saying. That's the way the Drisha seems to be saying it. Yeah, so how would he learn the Gemara? So the Gemara goes like this. If each one, if he says, I don't want to go to yours, and he says, I don't want to go to yours, well, we have to go with the Maskana, right? We ask the Kasha. Yeah, but so they each said they could hassle each other. But when he asked, how can the Lova hassle the Malvas? So he said, we're talking where they're both Mumchen, and they're both in the same town. Each can possibly other. Okay, that's the way the Beis Yosef understands it. The Drisha doesn't understand it that way. I was thinking the same thing. The Pashas is like the Beis Yosef, and we'll see that's the way the Achronim understand the Smag. It doesn't mean that way. It doesn't mean that the Lova can force the Malva, not like we said, learned in the Nebuki Yosef. It doesn't mean that the Lova can force the Malva to come to the smaller one. What it means is like this. The Malva said, I want you to go to the Bezin of the better Bezin, of Huna's Bezin. The Lova has the right to say, no, I refuse to go to that Bezin, and I have an alternative. I want to go to Rav Chista's Bezin. Now, of course, and that's what the Beis Yosef asks. Well, in fact, okay, the Beis Yosef asks, what you accomplish? So now the Malva was going to say, well, I don't want to go to your Bezin. I want to go to mine. So what are you going to do? So that's what the Beis Yosef said. We can read it inside. Yesh ledakta v'divrei smag. He has the kash on the smag. Shin yocha echami bali din lomar. If one of the bali din can say, lo adin b'fnei zeh, ala b'fnei zeh, I don't want to go in front of your Rav Chista. I want to go in Rav Chista. So kishafal din zeh yomer kach. So if he says that, gam chavei or yomer. So then the other one will say, lo adin b'fnei zeh, I don't want to go in the one sha'at omer, ala b'fnei o'ach. I want to go in front of mine. V'imkein mi yodin b'nei, who's going to give the din Torah? So therefore, the Beit Yosef says, "Sarach Lomar, Deino Chinami." You're right. Shezei Yachol Akev Ar Beis Din Shalzeh means that I can refuse your Beis Din. Shezei Yachol Akev Ar Beis Din Shalzeh, and you can refuse my Beis Din. And what do? Utzvichen Lur Beis Din Ashava Lishneim, and then you have to find a Beis Din that they both agree with. The Tumim learns it the same way, and Halach Psuka. He says that as a Dabar Pashat, that's the Pshat in the Smag, this Divemish, but that I mentioned he wants to make into Machlok, so he wants to, the Lashon of the Drisha is Mashma, that he's learning the Smag like the Limukha Yosef, that it's something that he has the right to force him, but the normative way of understanding the Smag is like the Beis Yosef, the Tumim, we'll see the Nesivas, and the Nesivas learns that way, and that's the Pashat way to understand it. So, forgetting the Nebuka Yosef for now, we now have a Smag Shita who says that if you have two Batei Dinim in the town, and the Tovadia says, you owe me $10,000, I'm summoning you to a Din Torah, the Lova, or whatever he is, the defendant, can say, no, I want to go to another Beis Din, I don't want to go to your Beis Din. Even though your Beis Din is Chashuv, it might be established Beis Din, but I want to go to my Beis Din. Okay, so now you're going to say, but I don't want to go to your Bezin because, you know, I'm afraid that it's too far away from me, or maybe they'll be biased towards you. So now they're at a standoff. So the Din Torah will take place. They'll have to come to a common ground where they'll find a Bezin that's agreeable to both of them. Now, okay, I have a related what happens if they can't agree. Right, the Nitzvah, whatever the Tovea says, the Nitzvah says he finds another one. But it could go on forever. So what happens? So the Nesiva says that if they can't find an agreeable course, so then the Nitzvah can force the Tovea to go whichever Bezin he wants to. He has that koach. Okay, so but let's think about this before we get there. Right, so we're saying the Malva can cancel the Lova can cancel the Malvas, and that's the halacha. When we think about it, it's very difficult when we put together last week's of you. Last week we learned that if the malva wants to take the lova to the makom vad, to the better Beis Din, he has the right, even if it's not the Beis Din HaGadol, he has the right to tell the lova, I want to take this case out of town to the Beis Din HaGadol. And the lova has to follow him there. Eved Lovel Yishmalve, he has to follow the Malve to that out of town Bezdin, because it's more experienced, he'll be more intimidated. The different reasons why we said that he's forced to go to that Bezdin. Now over here, what's happening? They're both in town. They both have their own Bati Dinim where they daven, whatever Chassidus they are, whatever yeshiva they came from that has their own Bati Dinim. They both have their own Bati Dinim in town. And we're saying, the Malva says, I want to go to the better Bezdin. I want to go to Rav Huna's Bezdin. The Lova has the right to say, no, I'm not going to that Bezdin. And we have to come to, maybe he can't force him to come to his, but at least he has the right to refuse to go to the Bezdin of Rav Huna. Now, if the Malva, we learned last week, is able to force the Lova to go out of town to a better Bezdin, so why can't he force him in town to go to the better Bezdin? If that Bezdin is the better Bezdin, that's Rav Huna's Bezdin he wants to go to. How come he can't force the Lova to go to that better Bezdin in town? He can make the Lova spend money to go out of town. Why can't he force him to the in town? That's the Bach's Kasha. And in other words, why isn't the Nemuka Yosef right? All the Svaras we said to understand the Nemuka Yosef, that the Lova only has a right if his Bezdin's better, and all those Svaras, why isn't he right? How can the Smug say that he has the right to, the Lova has the right to refuse to go to the Baal Chov's better Bezdin? That's the Kasha of the Bach.
Last thing
we're
talking about, based on the
Kabbalah,
is that substantially superior?
Okay, so that's a good Teretz. The Yeshua Yisrael, the Gaon Mikutna, says that Teretz, he says, last week we were talking about it's really much better. It's the Bezdin HaGadol, the Gadol HaDar, or the Malkam Vad, and here we're talking in degree, it's not such a big difference. Okay, that's good. The Bach has a different Teretz. And we'll see there's an Afkamin and Halacha. Someone else has something to say? Okay. So the Bach goes like this. What's the Svara that we can force the... Why do we say we can force the Lova to go out of town? Because the Malva will say, justice will be served better out of town. It's a hitter to go to a better Bezdin. You'll be more intimidated there. They'll be more experienced. It's a mitzvah to go. It's a better to have a din Torah at the better Bezdin, like the Gemara says. Right, that was the argument why the Malva was taking the Lova out of town. So the Bach says, if you're both in town, we might not think of it that way at first, and that's why we didn't think of it that way, the justice will be served just as well if you go to the smaller Bezdin. Why is that? Because you go to Rav Chisda's Bezdin, the smaller Bezdin, and they'll have a Shiloh, maybe that's not the halacha, so what's Rav Chisda going to do? He's in the same town, he'll go and ask Rav Huna, what's halacha in this case? In other words, if you're in the same town, if you go to the smaller Bezdin, you don't lose anything, because the smaller Bezdin has the access to the bigger Bezdin, it has that ability to ask questions to the bigger Bezdin. So going to the smaller Bezdin, if you're in the same town as the bigger Bezdin, doesn't cause you any problems. So it's like a reverse Svara. It's easier for the Malva to force the Lova to go out of town, because over there it's a better Bezdin. We don't have such a Bezdin in our town. And also the Bach says over there he'll be intimidated because it's a more chashuv Bezdin. But if you're in town, so first of all, it doesn't make a difference which Bezdin you go to, because they'll talk to each other, they're all friendly, and they'll consult, and they have that other Bezdin in town. They have that resource of the bigger Bezdin in town. That's number one. And what are you saying? Well, he'll be more intimidated. Well, everyone knows Reuben and Shimon over here. They all live in the same town. They're both Bati Din, and Huna and Rechisa both know him also. So there's no Svara that, no, I want you to come to the better one because you'd be more intimidated. That's not a Svara either. So the Bach says, in defense of the Smag, which the Beis Yosef brings La Halacha, that's why if it's in the same town, the Smag is correct in saying you can refuse to go to the better Bezdin. Right, that's the Bach Svara. What's the difference in Halacha between the Bach and the Yeshuas Yisrael? That would be if there's nobody in town. This is Yeshuas Yisrael says himself. He bases it on the Ran. He says that suppose there's nobody in town, and the choice is there's one Bezdin 60 miles to the west, and there's another Bezdin 60 miles to the east, and one is better than the other one. Right? So can the Lova refuse to go to the better one? So if you say that what we learned last week, the only time you can force me to go out of town is if I'm going to a really, really great bez in the Malkum Avad. So you can't force me to go to that one because that one isn't so much better than the one that I want to go to. I refuse to go to that one. But if you learn the reason is because you have the resource that if by going to the smaller one you have the resource of him of being able to ask Shilas to the bigger one, well, if you go to the smaller one 60 miles to the east, it's 120 miles to get to the better one in the west. So in that case, the level wouldn't have a time that he wants to go to the smaller one. That's a knocking, he says, a lot of luck between the two svaras. But everyone accepts the Bach as the mainstream svara. The mainstream svara is the Smag is saying that that halacha we learned last week, that the Malva can force the Lova to go out of town to a better Bez, and that's because it's going to be a better Psak Halacha, it's more intimidating, it's special, and that's why the Malva can force the Lova to go there. But if they're in the same town, so you have all the benefits of the big Bez, and even if you're in the small Bez, and that's why the Lova has the right to say, I don't want to go to your bigger Bez, I want to try my smaller Bez, and you can't argue with him. And once again, what you have to do is you'd have to get a agreeable third choice for them both to agree. So what do we do in halacha? Shulchan Aruch passes like this, same simon as last week. Simon Yodalet Siv Gimel. Yesh Omim Shem Yesh Shnei Tamidei Chachamim Beir Achaz. If you have two Tamidei Chachamim in the city, Mamash quoting the Smag. One is bigger, greater than his friend. One of the Baalidin can say, "Lo Adan Bifneiza, I don't want to go in front of the bigger one that you want. El Bifneiza, I want to go in front of the other one. He's smaller. Because it's not like last week's case where they're in different cities. Here they're in the same city. They'll consult with each other. You lose nothing by going to the smaller one." The Smach says, "Sarachiyun." Why didn't the Rama argue? The Rama always argues because here the Torah himself, the Torah had brought the Smag and says, Lo Nahira, I think because it doesn't make sense. So the Smag is the lone voice on the page of the Shulchan Aruch who wants to invoke the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef and the Torah, and that doesn't carry much weight because everyone else agrees with the Shulchan Aruch, including the Nesivis. The Nesivis says, Psak Halacha, Yoshim Shneim. So what you have to do is they'll both have to sit together, and if they don't want to sit together, then the Nitva will have the better Koach. Right? So that's the way the Nesivis concludes also. So, Lamaisa, this would be Baalacha in the first case that we mentioned. If there's in Yerushalayim, there's a Belzer Chassid who wants to go to the Belzer Vesin, and the Bavar Chassid wants to go to the Bavar Vesin, and everyone knows that the Belzer Vesin is more Chasha, they have bigger Tamei Chachamim, and it's more experienced, and the Bavar Vesin is smaller, and it's not as big Tamei Chachamim, but it's a Vesin. So the Lova, the Nitva, has the right to say, I don't want to go to your Vesin, I want to go to my Vesin, I'm more comfortable there, and if there are any Shilas, they'll consult with each other. And that's where I want to go. The Malva has the right to say, huh? They won't. Okay, the Malva has the right to say that I don't want to go to yours because, you know, I can refuse to do that. You're my Yevet. I don't want to go to that one. I want you to come to mine. It's Mamash a better one. And they'll have to find agreed upon a third best. That's the first halacha. Now, in this other case that we said, where this person had a dispute and he went to the yeshiva and he got some kol yomerman and said, you know, I'm having this problem with Reuven and I want you to summon him to a din Torah. You're learning Choshen Mishpat, you know the halachas. I want you to summon to a din Torah. So there the Lova has a better taina. There the Lova could say, if there's a real bezin in town, and either party could say that, if there's a real bezin kavua in town, an established bezin, we'll discuss more clearly in future weeks what the definition of bezin kavua, but Pash Pashad is that it's an established bezin, that it's accepted by that kahila, by the city, by the world, there's a bezin in that town. And these people, they might be bigger talmid chachamim, because they learn all day, and they really know the sugi as well. But they're not a bezdin. They just, you got to pick three people, and you ask the Rosh Hashiva who can pass the Shiloh for me, and you got three together, and this is the first time they're ever meeting. So, in that case, the Aruch HaShulchan says im ein, the way he prefaces this whole halacha that we learned until now tonight, he says im ein bezin kavua b'yir, if there's no bezin kavua, then yavakach nisva, the nisva has a upper hand, love and eitzah chacham, Sharad said they want to pick the one he wants up yiluk shukatan, even though he's smaller. Right, I guess he's assuming either he's learning like the Drisha or after they can't agree, so then he has the upper hand. But he prefaces it with that there's no Bezin Kavua in the city. The Masnai Lemishpat or Tzvi Hoshkarlisher also says the same thing. Im Echad Dayan Kavua over here. If one of them is a Dayan Kavua, Tzarech Lavo Lefano, you have to go in front of him. Ab Shechaveyu She'ena Kavua. Even though the other Bezin, which is not Kavua, is Godol Himenu, is bigger in Lundus and in Chachma. And godless Atara than that Bezin Kavua. But the fact that that's the Bezin Kavua was accepted by the community, by the Kiyila, by the city, that has a din of Bezin Kavua. And if there's a Bezin Kavua, so then nothing has a, nothing can override that. So that's what the Dai Kei Choshen said in this case. He said, I don't know what the case is exactly, but the way you said it to me, that three people just were summoned the other person to a Din Torah, and they're not a Bezin at all, and there is a Bezin Kavua in the town, so in that case they said you just can ignore it and you just go to the regular Bezin, and the fact that you got summoned by those people doesn't make a difference at all. So summarize both of them. Right, last week once again we learned that when the two people live in the same city and one wants to go take the case out of the town, so we said the Malva has the upper hand either in all cases or maybe just in the case of Malkum Avad, that he can tell the Lova, I want to have the Din Torah in the better court, et cetera, Tirdof, and you'll be intimidated, you're my Yeved, it's going to be more a better Psak. He has that right. The Lova can't do that because the Malva can say, I don't want to have to spend $100 to get my $100 back from you. Right, we said that appointed Tosus of Ismamish the Bezin Hagadol. Tosus held then even the Lova has the right to say I want to go to that court. We said the Maisa it doesn't make a nafkamina because the minig nowadays is that if both live in the city, no one can force the other to go out of town. Right, that's the minig of the Roma apostles like that. If they lived in different cities, so then we said the Toveya has to go to the Nitva. He has the ache, he has the pain, he has to go to the doctor. The Nitva could just say, look, I don't have any problems. If you have any problems, you come to me. Right, that was last week. Now once again, they're in the same city, but they're arguing which Bezin they should go to. So, without going through all the different shitas, the normative Psak Halacha from the Shulchan Aruch is that if they're arguing which Bezin to go to, the Pashtus is if they're both viable Kavua Badidinim, or neither is a viable Kavua Badidin, they're just asking their Rav, and he wants his Rav, and they'll get together two other people because there is no Bezin in town. So, in that case, they have to just agree upon someone together because each one can say, I don't want to go to yours, and he can say, I don't want to go to yours, even though it's smaller. If they're both kavua, they're both equal in kviyas, so then no one can force the other to go to his bezin. They have to agree to which bezin to go to. If one of them is kavua and the other isn't, so then the halacha is certainly the one can force the other to go to the Bezin Kavua, and the other one can't say, no, I want to go to the other one, even though it's bigger, they're smarter, they're bigger Tamei Chachamim, you go to the Bezin Kavua in the town, and that is the simple way of understanding these halachas. We have the other shitas, and of course, you know, you always say, you can't really like that one, but that's the normative halacha. Next week, we'll talk about the maskan of the sugya. That's the sugya of Zavla, the way that many times they used to have Dinei Torah before they had Batei Din or after they had Batei Din, where one picks his Dayan, the other picks his Dayan, and together they pick a third Dayan. We'll talk about that next week as the Maskana of this Sukkah.